This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. They were Republicans and Democrats. They were dignitaries and average New Yorkers. But these mourners at the funeral service for former Mayor Ed Koch found agreement in this. It was a funeral the boisterous and brash Koch would have been proud of. WNYC's Stephen Nesson attended the service at Temple Emmanuel on the Upper East Side and has this report.
Braving frigid winds, 58-year-old Walt Sedovic was first in line for the funeral. The Bronxville resident met Koch several times and remembers one time at South Street Seaport in the 80s, Koch lifted his daughter off the ground.
Gave her a kiss on the cheek, and he was that sort of person, very human, very warm, and also very shrewd and very fearsome.
Hundreds wrapped around the block as the light brown coffin draped in the New York State flag was marched into the cavernous synagogue. Politicians shook hands. A hymn played on the organ, but the mood wasn't somber. It mirrored the kind of grip-and-grin party Koch would have relished. Koch's nephew spoke about the Uncle Ed they knew, bringing lox from Zabar's to breakfast and catching up with his nieces and nephews on the soccer scores, report cards, and weekend chess tournaments.
To them, Ed never asked, "How am I doing?" It was always, "How are you doing?"
Then Mayor Bloomberg took the podium, saying Koch would have loved this packed house of political leaders and dignitaries. He says the three-term mayor's final resting place, Trinity Church Cemetery in Washington Heights, is also classic Koch.
A Polish Jew in an Episcopal graveyard in a largely Dominican neighborhood. What could be more New York or even more Ed Koch?
Former President Bill Clinton spoke next, waving sheaths of paper he says were letters from Koch. One came when Clinton failed to pass laws on cigarettes. Koch wrote him about a study linking cigarettes to decreased virility.
And it doesn't work to tell people they're going to get cancer or respiratory diseases. Go after the virility argument.
As the service came to a close, a familiar tune played. New York, New York, for the quintessential New Yorker. And six police officers hoisted the coffin up and out of the synagogue. Koch loved the subway, and a station could be named after him. And his cemetery is right off the number one line, so folks can pay a visit. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.